我哋今日嘅朗读嘅经文系喺箴言嘅唔同嘅经节嘅里面。我哋会先用中文嚟读，然后用英文嚟读，用启应嘅方式嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18, chapter 11, verses 12 and 13, chapter 17, verse 9, chapter 24, verse 17, 18, 28, 29, chapter 25, verses 7b, 8, 9, 10, 21, and 22, and chapter 27, verses 5 and 6. We will read this responsibly, first in Cantonese, then in English.
箴言第十章第十八节：隐藏怨恨的有说谎的嘴，口出台谤的是愚妄的人，邻舍的毫无智慧，明哲人向直物不言，往来传节的节漏密事，心中诚实的遮掩自停。Next。尋求仁愛，女子挑妥的。你仇敵跌倒，你不要歡喜；他聽到你心，不要快樂。耶和華看見就不喜悅，將好氣從仇敵身上轉過來。不可無故作假見證，陷害鄰舍，也不可用嘴欺騙人。可是人怎樣待我，我也怎样待他，我必照他所行的报复他。宁可有人说挺你上来，强如你在你紧见的王子面前叫你退下，要冒失出去与人争竞，免得终被他羞辱，你就不知道怎样行了。你与邻舍争讼，要与他一人辩论，不可揭露人的密事。骂你，偷明人。你的仇敌若饿了，就给他饭吃；若渴了，就给他水喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上，耶和华也必赏赐你。当面的责备，强如背地的爱情。
Verse 18. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. What your eyes have seen, argue your cause with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
在我们整个的六月呢，我们都不会有儿童崇拜，下周小路歌会和我们一起。
For the whole month of June, the children will remain up here in the main sanctuary during sermon time.
今天屯牧师所传讲的信息，
Today's sermon is given by Pastor Wilson Chang. The title is Repair Your Relationship, Part 2.
We've already learned that relationships will make or break your life.
我们已经看过就是说关系呢,很影响我们的生命。
You see, you won't make it unless you're wise enough to know how and why relationships tend to break down.
所以我们需要有智慧的认识到为什么关系会破裂,和它们怎样破裂。
And that's why you and I need to know how to repair relationships.
和我们要知道怎样去修补。
That's what we've been looking at 2 weeks ago.
我们两个礼拜前就是看这件事。
And if you were with us then, you'll know that hate in the Bible is ill will.
如果你记得的话，我们讲到憎恨这件事，其实在圣经来讲就是说一个恶意，对人的恶意。
You have ill will for someone when you begin to find happiness in their unhappiness.
尤其是当你是对一个人特别有个幸灾乐祸的时候，你是对他有恶意。
We saw that as we read Proverbs 24:17, and Andrew, if you don't mind, if you could slide back to 24:17,
so you'll see
that. Because again, the word of God and the power of His Holy Spirit will convict you, not my words.
The
Bible's words will convict you.
去跟你去讲说话。
It says there, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles."
他说你仇敌跌倒,你不要欢喜,他倾倒,你心不要快乐。
You see, what do we do with our hatred? That's a question you and I need to answer before God.
我们的憎恨,我们怎样去处理呢?就是我们在神面前要回答的问题。
And if you're honest with yourself, we conceal hate.
如果你坦白的话,你知道我们都将这个愤怒去,憎恨去隐藏。
And you know why we can conceal hate? Because hate begins small.
为什么他们将这个憎恨去隐藏呢? 因为开始的时候,这个憎恨其实很小, 很小。
See, when something begins small, you can conceal it from the person.
如果这个是开始的时候,是很小的时候,你可以对那个人去将它隐藏起来。
But mainly, because it's small, you conceal it from yourself.
但最主要其实是你向自己去隐藏这个憎恨。
You won't call hate what it really is.
你不会将这件事去当它真是一个憎恨。
You won't look at it for what it really is.
你看它,你都不会当它是一个憎恨。
And then when you talk about that person to other folks, that's where the ill will comes out.
而当你向别人去讲这个人的时候,这个恶意就走出来了。
And that's what the Bible calls the sin of slander.
这个就是圣经所讲的这个诽谤的罪。
Every time you see the word slander in Proverbs, as we learned last time, it doesn't mean a false report, it means a bad report.
在圣经所讲的这个诽谤这个字并不是说一个假的报告,而是一个坏的报告。
It doesn't mean you can never say anything negative or evaluate someone, you certainly can.
但并不代表说你不可以去对一个人有负面的评价。
But the book of Proverbs and Jesus in Matthew 5 is saying any communication designed to diminish that person in the eyes of the listener is slander.
但是圣经箴言和耶稣基督在马太福音第五章所讲的话，如果你向另一个人去讲一些东西，以致到他 的形象是降低的时候呢,这个就是这个诽谤或者诽谤。
And the Bible labels it slander because, as I defined it, as the Bible defines it, it's ill will.
圣经所讲的这个诽谤就是说,对这个人有恶意。
See, it works like this. If you maintain that kind of ill will, what do? You give bad reports of that person.
如果你向这个人维持这个恶意的时候,你就将一个坏的报告去向人去说出来。
And those bad reports doesn't just destroy community, which is certainly horrible.
这个坏向人去做这个坏的报告,不单止去影响到这个社群。
It turns you into the very image that you despise.
而是将你自己变成那种你不喜欢的那种人。
It turns you into the hate that you don't want.
将你变成那种憎恨是你自己都不想有的。
Do you see how destructive it is and why the Bible in the book of Proverbs over and over again speaks about this?
你看不看到为什么圣经是要不断不断地讲一样东西，就是因为它的破坏性这么大。
It's destructive. And the Bible calls you a fool for doing slander.
还有你去做人做这个毁谤的时候，这个圣经都说你是一个愚拙愚昧的人。
And you're a fool for letting slander happen.
还有你将让这样东西发生，你都是一个愚昧的人。
And you see that again in Proverbs 24, 28 and 29. Let me show that to you again, because the word of God is the word that pierces your heart, not my words.
我们再看24章的28、29节，让神的话语去进入你的心里面。
See what it says there, be not a witness against your neighbor without cause. Again, of course, sometimes there is cause, right, to speak. And do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done.
他说不可无故作见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。他说不可说人怎样待我，我也怎样待他，我必照他所行的报复他。
And so the question for all of us here today is this: what do we do? What do we do then?
今天对我们所有每一个人的问题就是说，我们应该怎么做呢？
This is on slide 2. According to the book of Proverbs, there are 4 components to relationship repairs. We saw the first one and a little bit of the second one already 2 weeks ago.
今天的圣经我们有四个的部分，我们是需要帮助我们去面对的。上次我们都讲了第一和第少少关于第二部分。
And so here by way of review, number one is resist the superiority.
第一就是说我们不要去有一个优越感。
Number two, to relationship repair is release from liability.
第二就是说讲到怎样修补关系，就是说我们不再追究这个责任。
Number three is overcome evil with good.
第三就是说以善报恶。
And only after you've all done those three can you confront as necessary.
而当你做到头这三样东西的时候，你就可以做第四样，就是说如果你需要的时候就去对质。
Of course, any sermon, any message stands in and of itself, but I have to review a little bit because, again, 2 weeks is 2 weeks, right? People forget.
咁过咗两个礼拜，大家都可能唔记得咗。咁我哋所以可以会有少少嘅重温翻头嗰两点。
So I'm just going to touch briefly on resist the superiority again, which again we touched at length last time.
咁上一次我哋讲咗关于第一点，就系话我哋唔好有一个优越感。
Proverbs 11:12 literally says, "A man without a heart looks down at his neighbor."
咁箴言嘅十一章十二节，佢话藐视邻舍嘅系毫无智慧。
Okay, that's pretty obvious. What is it saying? It's saying the superiority problem we have with others is a symptom of something wrong at the very core of our being.
就话当我哋觉得自己比别人系强嘅时候咧，那个问题咧就其实喺我哋嘅心里边，我哋嘅中心嘅里边。
In other words, it's not a blip on the screen, right? It's not a minor problem.
呢个唔系一个小嘅问题，好似唔起眼嘅问题。
And how is that so?
点解咧？
Well, according to the Bible, we all want what? Control. We all want to be in charge.
根据圣经，我们每一个人都想对自己有一个控制权，对周围有一个控制权。
We do that well. We want to determine ourselves what to do.
我们想自己决定我们自己要做什么。
And as a result, every human being goes out there into the world radically insecure.
所以每一个人去到这个世界里面都带着一个不安的感觉。
And we go out to face the world in desperate need of what? Self-justification.
我们去到这个世界，我们每一个人都想有一个自我的肯定。
What that means is we constantly need approval. We're okay. We need someone else to say, we're okay.
我们想人家去跟我们说话，我们做得很好。我对人要人哋去俾我哋有一个认同。
And did you know that's what twists us? That's what twists us inside.
呢个事实就扭曲咗我哋嘅心。
And this is what destroys you and the other person.
同时间都摧毁咗你同埋其他人。
And you know what accelerates or fuels this is when that person you're at odds with and does something bad to you, you know what it does? It turbocharges that.
就是另一个人, 特别是有人去得罪你的时候呢, 这件事就会更加催化了那个作用。
And all sorts of problems happen. You know why? Because your view of the situation, yourself and that person, is distorted.
而你怎样看你自己和那个人呢? 也都扭曲了那个价值。
On the one hand, you begin to exaggerate your righteousness.
一方面你夸大了你自己的义。
And on the other hand, you begin to exaggerate the other person's sin. And so you're out of touch. You're out of touch with reality.
另一方面你都将他的罪夸大了，你再看不到他真实是一个怎样的人。
That's in a nutshell, the first component of relational repair. Resist the superiority, but I got to move on because that was last time.
这个就是说第一点，就是我们怎样不要要自己有个优越感，比别人是强。
The second component to relational repair is, as we stated, release the person from liability.
修补关系的第二个要点就是说我们怎样去，我们不要去追究那个责任。
Again, we only briefly touched on that last time, but what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
Well, again, Proverbs 24, which is really the gist of this message, 24, is 28 and 29 again. Let me read the New International Version because, again, I encourage you to look at many translations. The more the better to understand a text.
我们会看24章28和29节。
Do not testify, it says there, against your neighbor. This is the NIV, without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did.
他说不可无故作见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人，不可说人怎样待我，我也怎样待他，我必照他所行的报复他。
That's obviously economic language.
很明显的，这个就是一个经济学的用语。
That's the language of liability.
就是说要追究那个责任。
See, when the author of Proverbs says, I'll pay him back.
这个箴言的话，我会去向他去报复。
What that means is, I'm going to exact payment that that person took from me.
就是说那个人欠我的东西，我要去向他拿回。
I'm going to get that out of him or her.
我都要从他那里拿回去。
I'm going to take it from him. I'm going to take that out from that person.
我要在那个人身上去拿回。
That's what we mean by economic language, right?
这个就是我们所说的经济的语言。
I hold that person who did me bad liable. I'm going to hold him liable for what he's done.
那个人向我所做的，得罪我的，我要他去负责。
And what you do when you hold them, what do you hold a person liable?
当你说那个人要向你去负责的时候，是什么意思呢？
Well, in plain street language, it's a grudge.
就是说你向他有一个怨恨。
Resentment.
有一个怨愤。
Because that person owes you.
因为那个人欠了你。
That person did you bad.
那个人得罪了你。
Again, read 17:9 again. You'll see that in the text.
17章第9节。
Andrew 17:9. Whoever covers an offense seeks love. But he who repeats a matter separates close friends.
第十七章九节。 他说遮掩人过的寻求人爱，屡次挑错的离间密友。
So you could summarize that example with what? Forgiveness.
这个是一个总结来讲，就是说讲到饶恕。
See, the key phrase in 17:9 is, what does it mean to cover up? That's very important. Cover up is the key there.
刚才所看的经文那个重点在哪里呢? 那个字眼就是说遮掩，遮掩是什么意思呢?
Now, if you know English, an English word has a semantic range, right?
这些字眼，这个英文字眼，它有一系列的解释。
That's a fancy way of saying it has a range of meanings. You go to a dictionary, you get tons of meanings of the same word, right?
对一个字有不同的表达的意思，如果你看字典的时候。
So when you look up in the dictionary the word cover, you might think initially, what? Cover up.
咁當你睇呢個字眼，遮掩嘅意思咧，可能就係話遮住啫。
You know, as you look at that phrase, what's the next word? Over. And so you might, it might lead you to think cover over. I think it's supposed to cover up an offense.
咁可能就係即係英文嘅有兩個字去包含咗嚟，就好似係將一啲嘢咧，將呢個錯處咧去包住，去遮住佢，唔好俾人睇到。
But is that what it's saying?
咁係咪經文係咪咁樣嘅意思咧？
When someone wrongs you, is that what that proverb is saying? Cover it up?
咁有人去得罪你做錯事去去開罪咗你嘅時候，你係咪就咁去將佢遮住咗咧？
No.
唔係咁嘅意思。
Again, to properly understand parts of the Bible, you need to consider other parts of the Bible, right? Check it out.
咁你要睇明白一段嘅聖經嘅時候咧，你都要同時間睇聖經其他嘅部分點樣解釋呢段聖經。
Again, take for example Proverbs 27:5-6. Right? We looked at that, right? I'm going to read another translation to you so you can compare it with the one that's on the slide. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses.
咁我睇翻箴言嘅27:第五至到第六节，佢话当面嘅责备强如背地嘅爱情，朋友家嘅伤痕出于忠诚，仇的年年亲嘴却是多余。
Again, we're trying to discover what cover up means in Proverbs 17:9 by comparing it with other parts of the Bible. In this case, Proverbs 27:5-6. So what is it saying? It's the most unloving thing possible to let someone just go on and do something wrong.
我哋尝试用呢段经文咧解释翻头先遮掩嗰个字眼系咩意思。佢就系话咧，如果你让嗰个人去继续去做呢啲咁嘅嘢，唔理佢嘅时候咧，呢个系一个唔系出于爱嘅行表现。
So that phrase cover an offense can't mean just to cover it up. It can't mean that.
所以头先嗰句话遮掩人嘅过错嘅时候咧，并唔系讲到话就咁去遮住佢，唔好俾人睇到。
What that phrase cover up means then, it's almost like the opposite of the second part of that verse of Proverbs 17:9.
咁遮掩嗰个字眼其实好似就系下一节经文所讲嘅意思嘅相反。
It says there, whoever repeats the matter separates close friends.
咁个节经文下半节系咩啊？屡次挑错嘅离间密友。
That's a grudge, right?
呢个就系怨恨。
Repeat the matter over and over and over in your head. That's a grudge.
喺你个脑里边不断不断嘅重复重演翻佢得罪你嘅事情，呢个就系怨恨。
How do you know you have a grudge?
你点知道你怀住怨恨呢？
You dwell on it.
你将自己完全嘅去浸喺个里边。
You tell yourself over and over and over again that person did that to me.
你不断不断去同自己讲话嗰个人去咁样去向我做啲咁唔好嘅嘢。
And you indulge your memory, you ponder it.
你嘅思想、你嘅记忆都喺呢件事情嘅上边不断嘅重演。
That's repeating, right? That's what the text says, repeating it.
呢个头先就系经文所讲嘅屡次挑错。
And you do that over and over again, what happens?
咁你不断不断咁样做嘅时候，有咩事发生咧
？Ill will, which is hate.
呢个恶意、呢个憎恨就出嚟。
You're rooting for their downfall.
你希望佢哋会跌倒。
You're rooting.For something to go wrong with them.
你希望佢哋有咩唔好嘅嘢会喺佢哋身上发生。
And as a result, you repeat it to other people.
结果系乜嘢咧？你都向其他人不断嘅讲佢所做错嘅事。
And maybe you do it under the guise of warning them, but it's really slander.
可能你只系想去去警惕呢啲其他嘅人，但系其实你系向呢啲人去讲佢嘅坏话。
And you might repeat it to that person again too.
可能你都去不断地去向那个人讲。
You don't let them forget.
你不想他去忘记了他得罪你的事情。
Right? That's a grudge.
这个是怨恨。
So what does it mean to cover sin then?
那遮盖人的罪是什么意思呢?
Well, it means to stop repeating it.
就是说停止不再重复地去提出来。
And that's on slide 3. Do you know why you're repeating it?
那你知不知道为什么你会不断地重复呢?
It's liability. It's exacting the cost.
即系话你向嗰个人追究责任，你要佢去付代价。
You're making that person pay. That's why it's economic language. That person who offended you, who did you wrong, has to pay.
你说那个,
they have to pay the debt.
那个人得罪你的, 向你做错事的, 你说他要去付上他所欠你的, 你要追讨他的责任。
And that's why you're repeating it to others. They got to pay.
所以你不断地去重复向人提出这件事情, 因为你想他去付代价。
And that's why you're repeating it again and again to yourself.
你也向自己重复去提翻这件事。
Because they got to pay.
因为你说他要去付代价。
And when you see things go wrong in their lives, what happens? You feel better.
而当有些不好的事在那个人身上发生的时候, 你才会觉得好些。
And why do you feel better?
为什么你会觉得好些?
Because the sense of debt, liability, is being paid down.
因为你觉得他在他不幸的遭遇上面, 他才付上了这个代价。
And you feel they don't owe you as much because of the slander.
那你觉得他们不再好像欠你那么多了, 因为你那个对他的诽谤。
Because you're into ill will. You're making them pay.
你的恶意是使得他们要付这个代价。
And if you can hurt them, you'll feel better.
如果你能够伤害到他们的时候, 你还会觉得好些。
That's exacting a cost. That's economic language.
这个就是那个经济上的语言, 你要他去付出, 去付回这个代价。
And so what, now what does it mean then to cover? Cover, it says, Proverbs 17:9, cover an offense.
那遮掩人过人家的过错是什么意思呢?
Well, obviously, it's the opposite of dwelling and repeating and exacting the cost.
就是说要向人去追讨代价的相反。
I mentioned earlier that English words have a semantic range. They have a varying number of meanings, right?
这些英文的字眼有很多不同的意思。
So, how do we understand cover? Well, here's one way. If you're from a traditional culture mainly, you like to haggle over the bill, right? You know, if you're with good friends, with relatives, in a restaurant, you fight over the bill, right? You want to pay.
那遮掩人过是什么意思呢? 好像譬如我们在餐厅里面跟人一起吃饭, 我们争着去给钱。
And what do you say? You say, I'll pay. Put your wallet away. I'll pay. 你说, I'll cover.
你说你摆,
I'll cover the cost.
他说你摆了钱吧,
I'll cover the cost. You don't have to pay. I'll pay.
他说你不要给了, 等我来给。
That means to forgive an offense means you pay. You pay the cost.
饶恕就是说你自己去付这个代价。
Here's how you forgive somebody. If someone comes to me and says, I don't know how to forgive, you know what I say? I say, I can tell you how to forgive. You don't feel it first. You act upon it.
如果有些人说我不知道怎样饶恕的时候, 我怎样跟他说呢? 就是说,开头你不会觉得是饶恕的, 但是你要有行动。
Once you act, fighting evil with good, act upon it, doing good to that person, then your feelings start to come.
而你开始行动以善去报恶的时候呢, 你饶恕人那个感觉才会来。
How do you do that? Well, don't repeat.
怎样做呢? 就是说你不会再去重提那些,
Make a promise
事情。
To yourself that you're not going to bring the matter up again to the person who did it to you.
你答应自己不要再去 去再去重提他一个人得罪你的事情。
Secondly, don't bring it up again when other people are around you.
第二就是说当你在其他人的身边的时候, 你都不要提出来。
Thirdly, don't bring it up again to yourself.
第三也都不要在你自己的心里面去重提出来。
Try that. You know what's going to happen when you go try that?
当你试试这样做的时候, 你知不知道会有什么事发生呢?
You're going to hurt. Go ahead. Have you tried it? Some of you have. You're going to hurt.
第一样你会感到的就是说你会受伤。
Because it hurts to pay down the debt.
因为你去为那个人付这个代价,付这个债的时候, 是会受伤。
It's costly to pay down a debt.
是要付代价的。
Because God says you absorb the debt. You absorb it.
因为神说你要去,
and you know what you and I say to that? Come on. That's impossible. That's hard.
但我们很自然的就会说, 有什么可能呢? 我很难的, 这件事。
And you're absolutely right.
你是对的。
But did you know, according to the Bible, what's the alternative?
但根据圣经有什么第二个办法呢?
And this is from God's word. You're a fool. The Bible says you're a fool if you don't do that.
另一个出路就是说你是一个愚拙的人如果你不是这样做
Because that evil that was done to you will twist you inside
因为那个邪恶就会将你的心会扭曲
You see, those are the only two alternatives you have according to the Bible
根据圣经我们只有这两条路
So you have to, again, release the liability
就是说我们不再追究人的责任
But again, I have to move on The third component to relationship repair is overcome evil with good and that's from Proverbs 25:21-22 and if you're familiar with the New Testament you'll know that that's quoted by the Apostle Paul in Romans 12
在新約聖經羅馬書的第十二章也有這樣講
Proverbs 25:21-22 says if again Paul quotes it if your enemy is hungry give him food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you.
箴言的25章21-22节他说什么呢? 他说你的仇敌若饿了,就给他饭吃, 若渴了,就给他水喝, 因为你这样行,就是把炭火堆在他的头上, 耶和华也必赏赐你。
Now, what are we being told there?
这里是什么意思呢?
Well, most of us, when you hear what the Bible says, don't have ill will, don't try to find your happiness in their unhappiness, you know what you and I say? Okay.
当圣经说我们不要向人有恶意，我们不要有幸灾乐祸的感觉的时候，我们可能就说，okay啦。
But you pull back. You want nothing to do with that person.
但是你反之你会去退后一步，你不 你不想跟那个人有什么任何接触?
You say to yourself, I'm not going to hate them. I'm not going to have ill will towards them.
我说我不会恨他们，我不会对他有恶意。
But I just don't care. I don't care about them.
但是我一点都不理他，我不关心他。
I don't want to see them.
我不想见到他。
I don't want anything to do with them.
我不想跟他有任何的瓜葛。
You still have ill will.
但其实这个都是一个恶意。
Do you see the twisting?
你看到那种扭曲呢?
If you don't fight evil with good, it's going to twist you on the inside.
如果你不是去以善报恶的时候呢, 你的心也都被扭曲。
And you know, you and I are good at trying to rationalize sin. And you say, I just feel very sorry for you.
我们很多时对罪呢,我们会有一个,给一个理由。我们可能会说,我只是为你觉得很不幸。
But when you say that, that's punishing them.
但如果你这样讲的时候,你其实是在惩罚他。
See, we rationalize it. We say, I don't want any revenge. I just feel very sorry for you.
可能你说我不想对你去要向你报仇，但我只是觉得替你觉得很可怜。
Obviously, that isn't bringing good to them, right?
很明显这个不是以善报恶的做法。
And what we're being told here is there's no escape. No escape for us human beings of ill will.
这个经文告诉我们，其实我们 好像不能够从这个恶意里面释放出来
And the destructive twisting effects it has on all of us
这个扭曲的摧毁的能力呢 在我们每一个人里面去出来
And so you must begin to learn to positively will their good in order to combat that ill will
所以要怎么对抗这个恶意就是说你要正面的去跟那个人去 帮助他去以善去报恶
You see, their character flaw has hurt you
他们的性格上的缺陷是伤害了你
But don't you know that their character flaw is going to hurt them more?
但你知不知道他们性格上的缺陷其实伤害他们自己本身是更加多
You see, if the person who has brought bad to you is cranky, angry, exploitative. Yes, you've been hurt by them. But they're going to hurt more if they continue.
但譬如那个人是很容易愤怒,经常发怒,经常想控制其他人的时候, 可能你被他伤害了，但是其实他们伤害自己更加多。
We usually move on, move away, but you know, that's not going to help them.
我们很多时候会想从那个人的面前去退出去，不想跟他有任何关系，但这件事本身也都伤害了他。
We go on our merry way and let them stew in their problem.
我们想继续我们自己做自己的事，有自己的生活，但让他们自己呢是继续在他们自己的问题里面。
They might struggle with that for the rest of their lives.
他们就可能在这件事情上面，他们自己的性格的问题上面去继续去挣扎。
You see what God is asking? You got to hurt more for them rather than feeling the hurt that they gave to you.
所以神要求我们的就是说，我们要为到他们去受到伤害，而不是只单单去想他们怎样伤害我们。
And until you can do that, you're not free from the evil that was done to you.
如果你不是这样做的时候，你不能够去从他们向你所行那种的恶的里面得到释放。
Because that evil is now twisting you on the inside, making that evil very real in your life.
因为那种的邪恶在你的心里面去扭曲了你，去使到你这个邪恶更加真实的去彰显出来。
Let's see, slide 4 and 5, again Paul's quote. Again, we're looking at relationship repair, the third item, overcoming evil with good. Paul says, when he quotes in Romans 12, he says in 14 and following, bless, this is in slide 4 and 5, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse, do not repay anyone evil for evil.
保罗在罗马书第十二章第十四节他里面说，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。
Paul continues on, he says, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Verse 19, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
他说要以善报恶，如果你这样做的时候，将炭火堆在头上。他就说，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。他说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，任凭主怒，因为经常记着主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Again, what is Paul getting at there? Again, you'd have to look at the context of what happens in that region of the world in the first century.
那保罗所讲的是什么呢？你要想一下第一世纪这个经文所写成的背景是怎样。
I mentioned this in Sunday school, burning coals. And you can see pictures of this in the Middle East today. Women carry heavy things on their head in clay pots in the Middle East. Did you ever notice that? Pictures?
那说将炭火堆在人的头上是什么意思呢？就好像你今天在中东的时候看到有些女人将一些钢瓷器摆在头上边，拎住托住嚟行。
And back then, you know, we don't have a lighter, so to start a fire in a semi-arid region of the world was hard back then.
咁喺以前嗰个年代，喺中东里边要生一个火唔容易，好似我哋今日咁样揿一揿就会挞咗个火。
So one of the kind acts of a neighbor would be to transfer some of your embers, the coals burning. Hot coals to your neighbors so they can start a fire.
咁喺当时嚟讲咧，其中一个善行喺邻舍里边之间互相帮助嘅就系话，你将你自己有啲嘅炭火咧，系转过去带俾去其他嘅邻舍，以至帮助佢哋去生火。
But how do you transfer that?
咁点样去将呢个炭火带俾其他人咧
？They put it on their heads, the clay pot, maybe with a pad underneath, and they'd carry it.The women would carry it over to the neighbor. That's what Paul's saying. It's a kind gesture.
就是将这个炭火放在一个容器上面，然后放在一个头上面去传送给其他人。这个就是保罗所讲的，或者一个善行，就是怎样将炭火堆在人的头上面。
See, again, I'll explain a little bit later in the sermon. But again, he's not talking about revenge there. He's talking about a kind gesture.
保罗所讲的不是一个报复的行为，而是一个好的行动，一个善行。
But I got to move on to the last of the components of relational repair. That's confront. After you've done all the other three, confront in love.
而你做到第头个三点嘅时候，第四点就系话用爱去对质。
In other words, you've released the liability. You've already dealt with the overcoming evil with good and the superiority problem you have.
做到头三样就系话你唔好去有一个优越感，你唔好向人追讨呢个责任。第三节就话你要以善报恶，做到呢三样嘢，我哋就讲第四点。
And so, why do you got to do those first three before you confront in love?
咁你当你去对质之前咧，你点样做三样嘢？
Well, the answer's in the text. Proverbs 27, 5 and 6. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses.
咁喺箴言嘅二十七章第五、第六节，佢话当面嘅责备强如背地嘅爱情，朋友家嘅伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌年年亲嘴却是多余。
You know what it's saying?It's absolutely unloving. It's unloving to just let somebody go on doing wrong and hurting others. It's wrong.
他说的是什么呢？就说如果你任凭那个人去继续去做一些事情去伤害其他人的时候，这个不是一个爱的行径。
It's not loving to the person.
你不是爱着那个人。
Therefore, you must challenge them.
所以你要挑战他们。
And here's what you see now. Only if you've done the inner forgiveness will the challenge work.
你要先去在你自己的里面有一个饶恕，以致你向那个人去对质的时候才有效。
Because you know what how we naturally respond to that request by God?
我们对神这个要求通常有什么回应呢？
I don't want to forgive. I want justice.
他说我不想饶恕，我要有公义。
And you know what God's response to that is?
神怎样回应你的要求呢？
You fool. You, if you don't forgive, you'll never see justice.
神说如果你不去饶恕的时候，你不会见到这个公义。你是一个愚蠢的人。
If you don't get rid of the ill will that's inside you, when you finally go and talk with them, you're going to tell them things, you're going to try to help them, butThey're not going to hear you.
如果你不想不从你自己身上边将这个恶意去拿走的时候，如果你去跟那个人讲嘢，去尝试去帮助的时候，这个他们不会听你讲。
Because they're going to think if you haven't done the first three things that you're punishing them.
因为你首先头嗰三样嘢你冇做到，你到第四样的时候，其实你是尝试去惩罚他们。
And you're just wasting your time.
你只是浪费紧时间。
And as you express that.Anger, you're just going to be twisted by it.
而当你去显出你个愤怒嘅时候咧，你系被呢个愤怒去扭曲。
You're hurting them, and they're going to just pay you back, and so the fight escalates.
你系伤害紧佢哋，佢哋亦都系嗰个人亦都去继续去伤害你。战争只会继续去延续。
Do you see? If you don't forgive, you'll either be so angry that you'll just won't confront them, or that you, when you confront them, you'll make it worse.
如果你唔去饶恕嘅时候，你就算同佢哋嘅对质，你只会变得更差。
And so that's why you got to resist the superiority. You got to release from liability. You've got to overcome evil with good. And then, and only then, confront, if necessary, in love.
所以你首先要去，唔好再有呢个优越感。你唔好再去追讨佢哋责任。你要以善报恶。咁样你先至可以去同佢哋用爱去同佢哋对质。
That's important. You don't have to confront every time.
好重要嘅啫，因为你唔需要每一次都要去对质。
There are a lot of sins that can be put aside. You can overlook them.
有好多嘅罪，你可以系唔再需要去睇佢哋。
According to Galatians 6:1, when a person is caught in a trespass doing the same thing again and again and again, well.For their sake and for the community's sake, then you gotta bring it up.
咁根据加拉太书嘅第六章第一节，如果嗰个人系重复去做一啲嘢伤害人嘅时候咧，为咗你自己同埋嗰个群体嘅缘故，你要去同佢哋讲，同佢对质。
But it won't be effective. You'll make matters worse unless you've done the first three components of relationship repair.
但系如果你唔冇做到修补关系头嗰三点嘅时候咧，你嘅对质系冇用。
Now, all of you are pretty wise people. You know that's spiritually impossible to do. What I've just said is spiritually impossible to do.
你们都是聪明人, 我们刚才所说的东西, 在属灵上面是很难去做到,
right? It's psychologically impossible to do, right?
在心理上也是不可能,
especially the stuff about willing their good, absorbing the cost, overcoming the sense of superiority. It's impossible for us.
特别是说你怎样去为他们的好处着想，你怎样以善报恶，你怎样不要有一个优越感，这个是不可能做到。
You know that as a fellow human being, right? We just can't confront them without eliminating the ill will. We will have ill will.
我们怎样跟他们对争呢？我们一定会有一个恶意在他们里面。
That's why forgiveness takes spiritual power.
所以饶恕需要有一个属灵上的能力。
It takes moral categories.
我们在我们的道德上面都需要。
See, psychology is supposed to be scientific. It's not going to help you.
这个心理学是一个科学，并不能够帮助你。
Spiritual power from God is the only thing that's going to help you.
从神而来的属灵的能力才能够去帮助你。
It's the only thing that's going to avoid constant community relational breakdown.
这个是唯一一样东西可以防止这个社群关系的破裂。
This is on slide 6. We can't, in our own strength, avoid being twisted on the inside by the evil.
我们凭着我们自己的能力，不能够去防止自己的心是被扭曲，被这个邪恶扭曲。
Evil that's been done to you will twist you. You can't help it.
那种向你所行出来的恶，一定会去扭曲你。
So if you're going to avoid that twisting, you need spiritual power.
如果你想防止这种扭曲，你是需要属灵的能力。
And so my question to you is, where are you going to get that?
我要问你的就是说，你怎样才能得到这种能力呢？
Or what's the heart of relationship repair?
又或者是这个修补关系的中心在哪里呢？
Well, the answer is in the text. Proverbs 24, 17 and 18.
答案在箴言的24章17节18节。
If you don't mind, Andrew can shine that up. You'll see it. Do not gloat when your enemies fall. When your enemy falls, when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Here's the key. Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him.
箴言的24章17节，他说你的仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒，你心不要快乐。恐怕耶和华看见，就不喜悦，将怒气从仇敌身上转过来。
This is why you have to ponder God's word, because at first reading, we read that and say, what's that's disturbing.
咁你第一眼睇到嘅时候咧，你觉得好不安。
It really seems to be saying that you should go to your enemy and say, I don't have to pay you back. God's going to pay you back.
你好似同对呢个仇敌讲话，我唔需要你去付呢个代价，因为神咧一定会去追讨你。
Right, Lord, there's the perpetrator. Get him.
你话神啊，那个系做错嘢嘅人，你要去向佢去追讨。
Is that what Proverbs 24, 17, 18 is saying?
剛才那個經文是不是這樣的意思呢?
No, right?
不是。
Bruce Waltke, my former Old Testament professor, has written the best commentary on the book of Proverbs.
這個Bruce Waltke這個舊約聖經的學者去寫過一篇解經，講到這個箴言。
He says when you read Proverbs 24, 17, 18, you got to recognize there's a little bit of metaphor going on.
咁佢话，当你睇头先嗰段经文嘅时候，你要睇到其实好似一个比喻喺里边。
And it can't be saying what we think it's saying, because verse 8, you know, in verse 18, you should hope God's wrath falls on somebody, because what does verse 17 say right before it? It says you're not allowed to do that.
咁第十八章好似话，我哋希望神嘅愤怒咧会喺嗰个人身上去倾倒出嚟，但系其实十七节咧就系话就系讲紧我哋唔应该咁样做。
So what is Proverbs 24, 17, 18 saying?
咁其實頭先個經文想講乜嘢？
This is slide 8. It's saying when you hate somebody for the sin they perpetrated against you, God is just as angry at your hate than their wrong.
如果你因为别人对你的恶，你去恨他的时候，神其实是憎恨你所生出来的恨，和那个人所做的恶是一样。
Let me repeat that. God is as angry at your hate as the original perpetration.
我再重复一次，神去憎恨那个人所行出来的恶，同时间神也都憎恨因为那件事情的发生而以致你生出来那种的恨。
And this is where the metaphor comes in. In a sense, metaphor is comparison, right? In a sense, you're distracting God. Obviously, you don't really distract God, right? Metaphorically, you distract God from the perpetrator.
那个比喻就好像说呢，你去将神对那个人，那个注视那个人的恶呢，将神那个目光呢去转移去到你自己的憎恨上面。
Because your resentment is just as bad.
因为你的怨恨是同样的是这么差，是这么邪恶。
Now why would that be?
为什么？
Because people can do some pretty bad things to you, right?
因为人去向你行的恶其实可以很坏。
Well, here's why. Look what Paul says again in Romans 12. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
我们看保罗十二章十九节所讲的是什么呢？他说深渊在我，我必报应。
Again, a quote from Proverbs, right?
是来自这个箴言所讲的。
Do you know what's so bad when we have a grudge?
为什么我们对人有怀着这个怨恨是这么差呢？
You're putting yourself in God's place.
因为你是取代了神的位置。
You're actingAs the Lord, when you really are a servant.
你原本应该是一个仆人，但是你向人去怀着怨恨的时候，你就做紧好像神做的事。
And we all know, as fellow human beings, that doesn't work. We're not qualified to be the Lord.
但我们知道我们不可以这样做，因为我们根本没有这个资格去做神做的事。
It's kind of like letting your 5-year-old drive your car. What's going to happen?Disaster.
就好似让你五岁嘅小朋友去揸你嘅架车，个结果系乜嘢咧？系灾难。
Every time you and I decide I'm going to keep this grudge, you're playing God.
当你每一次决定你要怀住呢个怨恨嘅时候，你就系好似系扮演紧神嘅角色。
And God says you're a servant, not a master.
神话你系一个仆人，你唔系嗰个主人。
You see, when you look at somebody and say in your heart, I wish that person would get what they deserve.
当你去睇嗰个人，你话我希望呢个人系有报应，罪有应得。
How do you know what they deserve?
你点知嗰个人所应该得到嘅报应系乜嘢咧？
Do you know the beginning from the end? Do you know what they experienced in their background, in their life, what hardships they went through?
你知唔知嗰个人嘅背景系乜嘢咧？你知唔知嗰个人一生经历过系乜嘢咧？你知唔知嗰个人经历过嘅困苦系乜嘢咧
？Do you know what happened to them that made them do what they did？
你知唔知道有啲乜嘢事情喺嗰个人身上发生，以致到佢有咁嘅行动、咁嘅恶行出嚟
？No, you don't。
你唔知道。
Only God knows everything。
只有神知道万事。
He knows.What that person deserves.
他知道那个人配得的报应是什么。
And that's why the Bible makes absolutely clear, vengeance is mine.
所以圣经很清楚所说，神说深渊在我，我必报应。
And when you stay angry at somebody, that's a horrible evil because you're playing God.
所以当你去仍然向着那个人是怀着怨恨的时候，你是在做神的角色，这个是不好的。
And it's going to ruin you. And it's going to ruin others.
他会去摧毁你，会摧毁其他人。
So what's the solution?
答案是，解决的办法在哪里呢？
You got to read Proverbs and the Old Testament in light of the New Testament.
你看旧约圣经，看这个箴言的时候，你要同时间用藉着新约圣经来去看。
Because when Proverbs and God says, vengeance is mine, I'll take the vengeance, what does he mean by that?
神说深渊在我，我必报应是什么意思呢？
He means Jesus will come and be the servant, even though he's the master.
他讲的就是说耶稣会来，纵使他是那个主人，但是他来到是一个仆人。
The master comes and becomes a suffering servant voluntarily.
他这个主人来到是成为一个受苦的仆人，是自愿的来到。
Taking upon himself the vengeance that we deserve.
去将我们所应得的报应呢，摆在他自己的身上。
That's the gospel.
这个是福音。
The vengeance is his. Vengeance is mine, he says, because he came to take it.
他说伸冤在他那里，为什么呢？因为他来到将这个代价去他自己去付上。
And when you see the Lord God acting like that, voluntarily becoming as a suffering servant, you'll stop acting like if you were the Lord.
当你看到耶稣这样做，一个主人成为一个受苦的奴仆的时候，你就会不再去想自己去取代神的角色。
And that's where you get the spiritual power.
那个属灵的能力就在这里，就是由这个福音那里来。
But you got to preach the gospel to yourself.
但你要向自己去宣讲这个福音。
And it means you got to ponder it. You got to look at it from all the different angles.
你要自己去思想，你要思考，从不同的角度去看。
And then you'll see. And you'll overcome your superiority.
然后你就会去胜过你自己那种的优越感。
Because how can you feel superior?If it takes the very Son of God to die so that you would be forgiven.
因为你看到神的儿子为着你的缘故去死，以致你能够去饶恕的时你自己，以致你能够被神去饶恕的时候，你还怎么可以看自己去高过其他人呢？
See, don't be deceived. Don't fall into the worldly trap. You know, the world says, oh, you'll feel better. You'll feel better if you justify yourself, if people pat you on the back.If people say you're a good person,
所以不要受这个世界去蒙骗。这个世界跟你讲话，当人去认同你，人话你做得好好的时候，你就是做得好好了。
If you really know Christ, if you desire to know Him and to be with Him, that's all you need.
如果你是认识耶稣基督，你渴求去跟他一起的时候，你是需要这样的。
You'll know you're okay.Because he says you're okay.
当他说你是好的，做得好的时候，你才是真的做得好。
So what are you waiting for? Ask him. Ask him for new heart.
你要求他给你有新的心。
The heart that comes from knowing the living God.
这个心是藉着认识神而来。
Who put his life away.For you.
他为了你摆上他的生命。
Father, we thank you for your word and for your helps on relationship repair.
因为我们感谢你的话语，感谢你帮助我们去认识修补关系是怎样。
We know, Lord, that all of us at one time or another struggle with relationships.
我们知道我们每一个人在某一定的时间，我们都在这个关系的修补上面有挣扎。
And so give us the wisdom today, Lord, the new heart that we need to preach the gospel to ourselves.
主求主你给我们智慧，给我们个新的心，去将这个福音去向我们自己宣讲。
And to deal with our problems in your ways.
是用你的方法去面对我们的问题。
And when we do that, Lord, the world, at least, will be a better place in a small way.
当我们这样做的时候，我们的世界也都会去变得好一点。
Because the glimmers of the gospel will be seen.
因为别人就会看到这个福音。
And so please help us, Lord, to address these matters.
求主你帮助我们去怎样面对这些问题。
Because you ask us to, for your glory and for your honor.
因为是你为着你自己的荣耀，你叫我们这样做。
Soften our hearts, Lord, today with your love.
主用你的爱软化我们的心。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。Amen.